Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Popple, along with the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon. Giants and Steelers this weekend, MetLife Stadium. Everything kind of settled.
Okay, in your world, maybe.
No, not my world, but I mean the fact that we're just sitting here right now doing this segment.
Listen, everybody out there that's coming to the game on Sunday afternoon, stay tuned to Giants.com. As we all know, the traffic issues, roadways, mass transit, all those situations are in flux right now because of Sandy. And as soon as we have firm information to pass along, we will.
And I know everybody has their unique tailgating traditions. Giants fans have their longstanding tradition. You know, try to double up, carpool.
Yes.
You know,
and listen,
consolidate vehicles.
There will be bus service out of the Port Authority in Manhattan. We're not going to have the train this week, but there will be bus service out of the Port Authority.
It'd be nice if we were gas stations in the parking lot.
hopefully the bus will have gas.
Om Yongmyung-suk of ESPN New York joins us here on the program. Wow, this team's 6-2. Every Tom Coughlin team is 6-2.
Yes, you know, they find a way to make sure it's 6-2, but now what's going to happen? Pat Hanlon does not want to hear about any midseason swoon. Coach Coughlin got a little agitated on the conference call on Monday when the possibility was even mentioned about it. Justin Tuck said he's scared of what's next, but you know what? The schedule is so tough. Their schedule is always tough in the second half. They just got to find a way to contain it if they do go into a swoon.
Art Stapleton of the Record, you swooning or crooning?
I think it's probably going to be a little bit of both. I mean, I do think that, you know, this is going to be a tough game coming up with the Steelers coming off of everything this weekend. But, you know, look, do you buy New Orleans? Do you look at New Orleans coming here as what they were in the preseason? Do you look at, you know, a team on a Monday night against Washington? Sure, it's going to be a difficult game. But if Washington goes on a struggle and then all of a sudden RG3 is not on the field. So this stretch, I mean, that four-game stretch last year that they had, you know, it wasn't as much of a swoon as that was just a
We're playing great football gauntlet. Teams, playing tough games, and we only played poorly in one of those games.
The other thing about this swoon thing is
where'd you get that word, swoon?
I don't know.
You've been reading the newspapers too much.
The other thing about it, sort of the fallacy in my opinion about it, is look at the injuries. 05, you know, Eli came in, but Strahan had gotten hurt. Antonio Pierce, I think, had the pec injury. If you remember that year, the Giants were signing Keith Mitchell, and they signed Roman Pfeiffer. They had no linebackers at the end. They were signing guys off the street. I mean, 06, they had injuries. So in some of these years where there's been this down, even last year.
It's always injuries.
Bowley, OC, Tuck.
And don't forget who we're playing.
But injuries have been a big part of some of these second half situations. Maybe this year it's going to get reversed.
Well, I was going to say that. Maybe it is a reverse. If you look at 6-2 and all the injuries that you've overcome early on in the season, I mean, the Andre Browns, the Ramsey's Bardens, the Dominic Hixons, guys,
Stevie Browns,
guys who have had major contributions, the Marcus Kuhns, who are on the field for this team and making big plays. Now, all of a sudden, you get a Chris Canty back. If Kenny Phillips comes back healthy, if Ahmad Bradshaw's once-a-week practice deal is actually going to help him stay healthy the rest of the way, Hakeem Nicks has looked a lot better the last week than he has. So I think with this team, maybe your injury factor is kind of being a flip the script.
Or you look at it like they got lucky winning the last two games. They were pretty fortunate to pull out a 77-yard bomb against Washington in the last minute and a half to win. And then they need Dez Bryant's fingernails on the out-of-bounds line to win that game too. But like I said, you know, good teams get lucky. They get the breaks.
You also, right.
And so now
you did say you make your luck.
And
yes.
So at 6-2, now you're hoping that they're going to come together, play better, because I really do feel this team has not played its best football yet. The defense has 21 sacks, but really, what, 9.5 from O.C. Tuck and JPP? That pass rush can be better. I think the defense can be better.
All right, well, we'll talk a little bit about the Giants' defense, as well as take your questions via Twitter, at Giants, when we return to Giants Online here on Giants.com after this.
Hey, Giants fans. I'm Hakeem Nicks, wide receiver for the New York Giants. The Giants and Stop and Shop are partnering to host the annual food drive on Sunday, November 4th, when we host Pittsburgh at MetLife Stadium. Canned and non-perishable food will be collected at each of the gates. All donated items will benefit the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. As a child, my family benefited from meals from the local food bank, so please join me in supporting our neighbors in need this holiday season.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. All right, every week we'd like to take your questions via Twitter at Giants. So here's question number one. At Cool Papa B. Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, he is. Dallas corners played very physical versus the Giant wide receivers. Do you think they exposed a weakness in the Giants offense?
That's really interesting. I do think they've probably given some sort of plan or strategy of how to attack them. Art and I talked to Hakeem Nicks after the game, and Hakeem Nicks said they found a way to double-team both of us. They double-teamed Victor in the slot. They double-teamed Hakeem on the outside. Didn't matter where they went, they found a way to do it. I still think Eli has enough weapons that if you're going to try and take away those two guys, he can go to a Martellus Bennett or a Dominic Hickson, even Reuben Randall, who came up big in this game. I liked how Coughlin put him back in the game plan there. But it was a little concerning because those two guys, and when Hakeem gets better and healthy, I think they're going to be deadly. But it was interesting to see how Dallas attacked them.
But without sitting and breaking down the film, and you know, I the perception I got was Dallas used a very similar game plan in week one. You know, and people took from that game plan whatever they needed to take. And we weren't talking about the Giants' passing attack being shut down again until they saw Dallas. So maybe I know the idea of, you know, giving Rob Ryan a little bit of credit.
Yes.
But in this situation, he does deserve a little bit of credit. I mean,
and Dallas has good corners.
Yeah, both Nicks and Cruz raved about the coverage that Dallas played in that game.
I think Giants fans have become a little bit spoiled going against the Cowboys and picking on Terrence Newman and the other guys that they had. They actually have.
That's why they made the investments they made. Right.
They have four real corners now with Jenkins, Skandrick, and then Carr and Claiborne. So, you know what? It's not going to be an easy pass, so to speak, when you play against the Dallas
Cowboys. When they needed to make the big play, though, they hit the big slant to Hakeem Nicks that really opened things up on, you know, late in that game. And Hakeem looked really good on that slant as well. So I think that was one of those things as Giants fans.
Hakeem and Eli are still getting their timing back.
Yeah.
There's no question that Hakeem is as healthy as he's been all season long. They're going to get their timing back. They're now into their third week of consistent practice time.
All right, this one from at Ali Koenig. Why do you think we saw so many drop passes last week? How is that being addressed?
You know, it's funny. I think week one, the drop passes were more of an issue than I thought last week against the Cowboys. But again, it goes back to that aggressive play. You know, Dallas is up at the line of scrimmage. The offense is rushing at that point. I mean, they were on their heels. I mean, it was attack, 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 23-0, and then it was kind of on their heels for, I'd say, two-plus quarters the rest of the way. So I don't know necessarily if drop passes is an issue. It was coming out of week one, but as we talked about, wasn't a major concern, I don't think.
Right. I mean, you know, like when Sensabaugh hits Victor Cruz.
That's not a drop.
Of course not.
That's called being separated from the ball.
Unless you're, you know, we have a very high criteria. All right, final one at TT Cheech. How will the Giants match up against Heath Miller this week, who, in my opinion, is arguably the best two-way tight end in the NFL?
Especially in the red zone. I mean, Big Ben looks for him whenever they get inside that 15, 10-yard line. You know, it's going to be interesting because some of the Giants linebackers are pretty banged up. I mean, Jaquan obviously is banged up. Keith Rivers, and these are their fastest linebackers. I like the idea of possibly having Boley out there. They could need Boley a lot. We don't know what's going to happen with Chase Blackburn this week. And that's where Boley's value comes in because he played Mike before.
You know, you guys all, when Kenny Phillips gets back and you've got these all three, right. Stevie Brown, how's he? There you go. Well,
I think you could see Antrell
use the three
roll.
Safeties.
I think Antrell, I think Antrell could cover a Heath Miller or at least be asked to cover a Heath Miller.
Here's all I know about another team's tight end. Since we officially inducted Jason Witten into the Pro Football Hall of Fame last week.
I think he's still catching.
He just caught another one.
Sorry about that. We don't need to induct another one this week.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, the Giants have done a pretty good job against Witten over the last couple of years.
Witten scared the spit out of me there, Bob.
Yeah, he did. Heath Miller is a very good player, and as Ohm mentioned, one of Big Ben's security blankets. We'll take a timeout. More of Giants Online here on Giants.com after this.
Effort and determination is everything. making sure you're beating your opponent on every down.
Left touchdown, Giants!
Making sure you catch every ball.
Off the deflection!
Fighting for every yard. Making sure that every time you touch that football, you're striving for excellence and you're striving for each and every touchdown that you can make or achieve.
99 yards!
Big Blue, it's who we are.
Catch Giants Rewind Tuesday nights at 8:30 on MSG.
Final segment of Giants Online here on Giants.com. Sunday, it's the Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Concerned a little bit about the running game not being as assertive last week as we had seen it in the previous couple of weeks?
A little bit. I think
actually, even the Washington game.
The offensive line's been terrific in pass protection, obviously. I think there's some inconsistencies with that running game. Now, Henry Heinoski's been terrific. But I do think that running game needs a little bit more of a spark. It needs to help Eli because we've seen when they went up 23-0 and all of a sudden the offense can score, I think they can use the running game in situations like that.
Well, I do think Jay Ratliff made a big difference being out there.
Talk about big guys with fresh legs on the inside.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ratliff really wrecked a couple runs that the Giants maybe thought they had. But it's always going to be a concern. I mean, it is because you know the confidence you have in the passing game, and I think that trust in Eli and the receivers, the Giants drift away from the run game in certain circumstances. So if they struggle a little bit, then there's the tendency to just put it all on Eli's shoulders, which has worked out, but there are games where you're going to need that running game. So I think that'll be something to watch for against Pittsburgh.
When we don't run the ball, in the last 2 weeks, we have just looked out of sync offensively. And then you talk about last week in the passing game. Well, I attribute that to the inability to make the running game a threat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just have not looked in sync offensively the last 2 weeks. And a large reason for that is because we haven't run the ball effectively.
And Bobby's right, because if you can't run against this team, the Steelers, they are going to blitz you and blitz you and blitz you. They got to find a way to keep Pittsburgh honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's, even at the end of the game last week, I mean, you get a first down, the ball game's over. Bradshaw comes up a little bit short. I know they're loading the box, but in the past we've seen this team do that. They got to run the ball against Pittsburgh. You're right to keep them honest because they've got Timmons, they've got Woodley, they've got Harrison. I mean, those guys get after the quarterback, and then you got Kiesel in the middle. Some of the ways in which you think the Giants will try to combat what Pittsburgh wants to do?
I'd like to see them get back to a little more of that intermediate passing game and get Victor Cruz open in the middle a lot more. I think that's how you kind of get your running game going. It's almost like that running game in extension sometimes when you can't get the running game going. Get Victor Cruz going. Get him across the middle. I'd like to see Eli and Martellus Bennett get more on the same page as well. I think those two are still learning each other, and I think when they are an option, I think they can be really good.
And I think we've seen the Giants try to hit a couple screen passes, some throwbacks to maybe a Bennett throwback screen. I think maybe that's kind of how you keep a Pittsburgh defense from pinning its ears back.
See what these guys did on their circuitous route back to town?
No.
Well, he wouldn't be alive.
From Dallas to Chicago to Albany back to East Rutherford.
I held your hand in the plane.
They're drawing up plays. Yep. Way to use your time wisely.
Well, the screen worked against Washington with Andre Brown.
Yep.
So it's one of those things you're trying to negate the pass, right?
Maybe we can throw a little David Wilson out there.
I was just going to say, do we dare bring up David Wilson again in the offense?
Why not? Let's.
Why not?
Ahmad Bradshaw got out of the doghouse last week pretty quickly. I would think David Wilson maybe has some opportunities against Pittsburgh.
Ahmad has also built up a lot of equity with Coach Coughlin. So.
I would think so. A little tongue in
cheek. David Wilson is, listen, how many? He got a couple rushes last week, right? And here's the other thing about David Wilson. Back to Ahmad Bradshaw, only practice him once a week. That translates into David Wilson.
Right.
And Andre Brown getting a lot more practice reps during the week.
I tell you what, Dallas did a great job against the kickoff return, too. The last 2 weeks, the kickoff returns really have not been there the way they were. So I would think maybe Coach Quinn and the guys go back to the drawing board to try to come up with some different schemes.
All right, so we're out of time here. Quickly, score for Sunday.
I hope the Giants don't need another, fingernails on the out-of-bounds line to win this one, but I think they come out 24-21.
Also,
37-31, Giants.
37-31. All right, buddy.
If the fingernails are still pointing in our direction, we'll take them, yes, too.
All right, so for Pat Hanlon and our entire crew, we'll see you again next week right here on Giants.com for another edition of Giants Online. Make sure you send us your questions via Twitter, @Giants. Enjoy your football, everybody.